Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today, after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, light to moderate gains developed today in cattle and hog futures, with initial mixed trade giving way to light cattle support, although trader support remained sluggish following the triple-digit market surge, which developed yesterday. Firm gains held in nearby lean hog futures as a reactionary measure to Tuesday's market slide. Futures remain quiet today in live cattle, moving away from early mixed moves and holding slight gains. The strong support in beef values helped to bring light buyer interest back into the market, but the limited volume and lack of additional market direction that was expected during the session allowed prices to wander within a narrow range through the rest of the day. In feeder cattle, light gains slowly developed today as traders struggled to find support despite the strong rally from yesterday. November contracts held a 55-cent per hundredweight gain, holding prices at $126.75. Spot month November contracts hit short-term resistance levels at $127 per hundredweight, although there continues to be some additional underlying concern in the market surrounding the ability to sustain buyer support through the end of November. Grain futures were mixed in narrow overnight trading, reflecting a cautious tone seen in most markets today. Stocks fell in Asia and Europe after yesterday's decline on Wall Street, which helped to trigger technical selling in soybeans. Corn prices were little changed after trading in a range of less than 2 cents as the overnight session wound down. Soybeans tried to hold the line following yesterday's losses, which accelerated when January futures broke below its three-week uptrend and 100-day moving average. Traders prepared for another increase in production in next week's report. And wheat prices tried to turn a little higher today after failing to break through chart resistance this week. Export business remains mostly routine, with South Korea buying 2 million bushels of U.S. wheat overnight at a tender. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.